Because I was with a local church at the time, the vicar straight away, I told her what was happening and that, and why I was turning up as such in a pair of shorts and sandals. And she said, oh, whatever, you've got a key to the place. Anytime you need to use the church on a night, come in, use it. I'll always leave food in the fridge for you. The help I received, it was brilliant, you know, pretty much unbelievable, to be honest. Then Elaborate took me in, and once they got their paperwork, I think it took them a day and a half to get me into a room, and full support was there. The staff there, I can't thank enough. The financial problems that I had at the time, because I was due pension credit and that, and I'd waited weeks and weeks for this. She made two phone calls and I had it within 3 days. So that was my finances, if you like, sorted out.
Oh, Bryden, it's such a tough story to hear, because you're such a lovely gentleman. To hear of you going through this challenging time, it really gets to you. And there's, unfortunately, it is an all too common story. Have you got any messages for people listening today that may find themselves in that situation, or that may be in the exact same situation that you were in?
I think what I remembered most was on my last day in the services, you go before the CO and he gives you the thanks for your time, get lost for your treatment. But he also said to me, he said, remember, at any time, not just in the near future, but in the long distant future, you have been a serviceman and you are part of a family. And he said, the minute you get any hitch, don't be afraid to ask. He said, go to SAFA, the British Legion, but make sure you get out there. First thing is to ask services for help. And, you know, that is the truth of it. Mm. You know, we are family as such, whichever way we put it.
Mm. It's a message of hope, Bryden. Do you think people hearing this today will take away from your story that there are people there to help? You just have to reach out. There is always hope.
There is more people out there to help than we could ever believe there is. You know, I have people that gave me this, that, fridges, freezers, all my white goods were given to me. And it was amazing. And I moved in and I had to buy virtually nothing. I think I bought a toaster. And then lo and behold, the day after that, three turned up. So I basically put them in store for the next person that moves on from Elaborate. And now it was marvellous, the support that we got. With, you know, for Elaborate, from the people that knew, it was veterans. And it wasn't just organisations. The amount of time we'd have somebody knock on the door and say, you forces, I've got to tell you, would you like it? And others would come up and say, look, I've just done some buns and some cakes, would you like them? You know, this is the sort of support that was there.